Hey there, and welcome to this episode of Online Courses That Sell. I'm Samantha King, and I'm calling this episode a tech talk, not a TED talk, but a tech talk, because I'm joined by Julie C. Butler. And really, we are talking about simplicity and ease when it comes to the tech in your online course business. That's really the theme of the conversation that we have in this episode. We talk about your three tech must-haves. We talk about the ways you're overcomplicating your tech and the places where you're wasting your time. The conversation is all about those foundational tech pieces that you're missing and probably don't even know you're missing, but that is stressing you out. I can't wait for you to listen to this conversation. So let's dive in. And welcome to this episode of Online Courses That Sell. I am so excited because we're having our own tech talk, not a TED talk, but a tech talk with Julie C. Butler today. Julie, before we dive into tech and how to make it easier and you know, simplifying it, saving time, money, first, can you just introduce yourself to everybody?
Yes, I can. Thanks so much for having me on today. I'm so excited to be here and talk about the tech talk. My name is Julie C. Butler. I've had my own business for 15 years, but only recently I was a photographer. And then 4 years ago, I decided I wanted to have a global international business. And that's kind of when my journey to having the online courses and all of the other things, I started my content creation journey. And so that's what brings me here today. I'm a mom of two teenage boys, and I have three puppy dogs and obviously a husband, and and I live in Ottawa, Canada.
That's right. We're both coming at the audience from Canada, which is the same province even, which is super rare. And it's so funny. I want to say, like, as we were coming into this whole thing, everyone, the tech would not work. And I think, like, it is just so typical. And a lot of the time, you know, you can get really stressed out about it. You can freak out. I mean, we just were kind of like, okay, let's try this. Like, we'll see what's meant to be. But Julie, you talk about this, about, you know, simplifying the tech, saving yourself time and money. What do you think freaks us out so much about
tech? You know what? I think it's the unknown, right? And like anything we do in life in general, it's skills that we need to develop over practice and time. And so, you know, when you learn to cook a different cuisine or different recipes, we need to do it 1, 2, 3, 4 times before we master it. When we have children, we have babies, like, we're not, you know, they don't come with instruction books. I mean, tech comes with instructions, but do you know what I mean? Like, we figure it out, like, with practice and time, we figure it out. It's the same thing with, like, anything tech, anything website design, anything that we want to, you know, kind of achieve or get to, like, anything we want to do, we need to get to learn it and then practice and get better at the skill. So it's one of those things. And I'm not going to lie, like, there's definitely some things where, you know, I can find myself sometimes get frustrated, but at the end of the day, hopefully our tech talk will be able to shed a little bit of light and sharing the tools that have been simple for us to use and not complicating things.
And I think that's such a big thing, because people are already not tech savvy, and then they try to, you know, they see something or they read something, and it can be really, it's very easy to get super complicated.
It is
very easy to sit and stare at your computer screen for hours. I mean, I have my online course tech guide because I know people are just, you know, it's a product you can buy. And I know people are just staring at that screen for hours. And for me, the starting off point that I always recommend is, you know, think about first, like, map out what you want to do. How do you work? Like, what would you tell people who are like, where do I start with my tech stack? Like, I don't have anything. So where do I start with putting together the tech that I'm going to use in my business?
Yes. So the first thing they tell us to do, right, is build an email list, right? Build that email list. Have some type of a website. Yep. And those are the two things I think that we need to start with, because most of us listening today probably have social media. And I'm going to assume that you either have Facebook or Instagram. And I'm not going to get into TikTok and all the other ones because I don't hang out there. I'm of that generation that I'm cool with Facebook and Instagram. But I think that if, you know, the two main things you want to get is a website platform, even if it's just one page, right? Like we can start with a one pager website, and that's not hard to do. I love WordPress because it's easy. You get your hosting and hosting companies like, okay, so first of all, you're going to need your, I'm assuming that if you're on this call, you have a URL, you have a domain name, and you have hosting for your domain. And then you want to get your one website, one pager. Maybe you already have a website and you're like, okay, what else comes to that? But if you're going to start and you need a website, I love WordPress. And the thing with those hosting companies is that they're so helpful. Their customer service rocks. And anytime something comes up and you're like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how this isn't working, setting up my email or whatever. Just message your hosting company. They're great. They're fabulous. I've never had issues with them. And I always, you send them a message. Sometimes you can do it via live chat. Sometimes you have to wait depending on where we are located in the world, but they're really, really good. So don't be afraid to contact your hosting company should something come up that you're like, I don't know what to do, because they're fabulous. WordPress, I like. It's easy enough. You can get fabulous themes, you know, templates that are out there, and they come with amazing instructions, and that's easy and super affordable. And it's funny because during the summit, there is a talk about, you know, websites on a budget. So definitely.
Sounds like a good one. Well,
yes, definitely. Because, you know, when we start out, we don't have the budgets to pay for all of these, you know, hiring people to doing all the things for us. So we need to get creative, and these are some of the ways, right? So I'm a WordPress girl. I like WordPress. I know that a lot of my friends use Squarespace. Just, you know, look at the platforms that are out there and available to you and pick what feels more aligned and intuitive for you. Now, the next thing you want is an email service provider. And so, Samantha,
Wait a second. Before we go into the email service provider.
Yes.
You know, this, I really want to talk. I just want to like chime in on the website thing. I think,
okay,
like one of the things for me, so I use Lead Pages because WordPress has way too many options for me, and yes, I'll go down the rabbit hole. But I think, like you said, there are so many templates out there, and you guys may be connected and in the community of somebody who sells templates, right? Mm-hmm. They have the template already designed for you, which is fantastic. I think the other thing though, that I always say when I look at tech is see who they are targeting, right? So like Squarespace, you know, who's using that? Like photographers, you know, are you a photographer with courses? Is it like Shopify is all digital products, or sorry, is all physical products, I should say. You can sell digital products on Shopify, right? So really mm-hmm. get a sense of like who the company is targeting and who they want to work with, because that's going to be really helpful as well. And I will
yes. say
a lot of the time when you buy your domain, hosting, you can buy from the same person you buy your domain from, you can get your hosting from, or you can use something like Bluehost. And I think, you know, the website, we spend so much time thinking about it, but it's so important to not be like, well, my Instagram feed is my website, because Instagram owns your feed. You don't own your feed.
Exactly.
Right. Now, a lot of people will use like a Linktree type thing as their one page website. What do you think about that?
I'm not a fan of Linktree, only because it's not on your website. I like, if you have a website and you have Linktree, I say create a link page on your website. You want them on your website. Linktree, you can't track how many people are clicking on that. So if people click on your bio in Instagram and it's going to Linktree, maybe you can track the clicks, but it's always better to get them onto your website.
Yeah. You can track the clicks, but I think you're right in that, you know, yes, with Linktree, you can send them in specific places. And I mean, I use something on my Instagram account as well that's similar to Linktree, but I think when you're doing it, the thing is, if you can, and when you're ready to set up a page on your website that has your links on it, you're not missing out. Like, I see Linktree as a missed opportunity, because if I'm on Linktree and I'm sending them to just one sales page, which hopefully if they go from Linktree, they go to a sales page that's on my website. Mm-hmm. They're looking at that. They're going to do their jam. But imagine if it was like on my website, and on that page, I could also have like things like check out my blog, like in the sidebar. And like, you just have so much more freedom when it's on your website and more opportunity to put in calls to actions.
Yes.
You know, that can get people thinking like, hey, yeah, I'm going to dive right into this. And then, oh wait, she's also got a blog, or, oh look, she's got this affiliate link here. Ooh, I want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's almost like a missed opportunity is what I always think.
And you're right. Like, sometimes people, they just don't have the website ready or whatever. So Linktree is perfect. And I had Linktree at the beginning, like 3 or 4 years ago or whatever. I had Linktree and it worked perfect. But then when you're ready, and most website templates that you purchase now have a link page that is pretty designed, that matches your brand and right. everything. And it has those extra little things on it. So you can start with Linktree, and I believe there are others now too, but I think that it's a good starting point if that's all you have and you want to send them to, you know, a specific page or something like that. However, I will say that sometimes the best strategy is to just link what you're promoting at this time. So for example, I'm in the middle of launching my summit. So I'm just going to put the link to my summit in my bio as right. my website, instead of that page with all the different links.
Yeah. Because if you're promoting, this is the beauty of like, say, Instagram, if you're promoting mm-hmm. other things on Instagram, you can actually throw that stuff in your stories and put a link specific to that on there. But you yes. also want to make sure that your audience is very clear that like, yeah, I'm going to be speaking here, or I'm doing this. And those could be your collaboration links. You're borrowing other people's audiences link, but what are you selling right now? So exactly mm-hmm. like what you said, next week, I'm going into my 5-day challenge. That's what's going to be that's the link that's going to be on my Instagram feed. However, in my stories, I'm speaking at your summit. So I'm going to have something that says, you know, in 3 weeks, this is coming, and here's the link if you want to get your spot, claim your spot now. And then as we get closer to your summit, my challenge will be over and I'm going to switch out and be like, okay,
yes,
this is what, but I can still tease things right without overwhelming. Cause a lot of the time with those link trees, they end up, there's like 20 links and I'm like, I'm out. Right. Or now you're dividing my attention.
Yes. And they say, I think the recommendation is 3 is a good number. 5, any more than that can get your people mixed up, and you know, it's too much information. And when there's too much information, we just leave.
Exactly. Right. I mean, most of us watch Netflix, which then recommends things to us, so we don't even have to think about it. Right. So
exactly.
Definitely in a time where we're like, how easy can you make this for us?
Yes. Yes.
Now let's talk about email service provider, because I think once you have the website down and you have a place where you're directing people, you're also using that website to get people onto your email list. And mm-hmm. your email list is so important, because we're dealing in an attention economy. And on Instagram, our attention is what's being traded, right? This is what's being traded. People are making money off of our attention. And it's almost like you're standing on a concert stage screaming at the audience, and nobody's really interested because they bought tickets to Beyonce and you're not Beyonce. So they're kind like, you're kind of just hoping they're going to listen to you, where in your email list, they bought tickets to see you. So let's talk about the service provider.
Yes. So, you know, at first I was like, what does ESP mean? Like, what even is that?
Right. I've seen that.
And too. I was like, and I'm not going to lie, I wasn't either really sure what email service provider meant. Like, I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, and then at first I had MailChimp, and I'm a pretty techie person and I do not like MailChimp. I think MailChimp is not user-friendly. It's not intuitive at all. I even went to help a client of mine one time to just create a simple form. And I was like, what is happening?
Yep.
And so I don't recommend MailChimp as a beginner website email service provider. I think that I used MailerLite, and this is what I used. And I thought it was very intuitive. You know what? It's free up to 1,000 subscribers, I believe. And I did everything in there. I created beautiful emails because when you're creating your emails, it's drag and drop and you can customize it. You can bring in images. Not that we want to throw too many images in our email, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Right. But it's very intuitive and they have amazing tutorials on how to create your automations and your forms and things like this, and just send out just a regular single broadcast, right? And so I found that MailerLite as a beginner email service provider service is a perfect place to start.
Yeah, and I love that. And it goes back to what you said. So I use ConvertKit. ConvertKit, you know, I think I really do need to, I think there's a bit more of a learning curve than there might be. I mean, you can get up and get running, but as you start to spend more time in email marketing, you're like, oh, but how do you do this? Or what does that mean? So I know like for me, there's going to be more learning with something like ConvertKit. But mm-hmm. I think a lot of those platforms, one thing I will say about ConvertKit, and you kind of said this too, and I'm sure MailerLite is the same. I just email them and tell them, I don't know how to do this. And a lot of the time they'll either do it for you. Yes. Or they come back and they're like, here's a bunch of screenshots with the steps you need to take. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. So like a lot of, because sometimes I'm like, I live in a world where there has to be an easier way to do things. Like, I just feel mm-hmm. like that's the truth of the matter. And yes. If I can't figure out that way, I will go to the provider and say like, show me the easy way to do this. I can't figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they're there for. I'm not going to spend 6 hours.
No, exactly. And every single system we use, I mean, sometimes you got to pay to get, you know, the extra service, but mostly you don't. And we can just email them and they got the answers for us. Sometimes they send us just the pages where the instructions are or the videos and stuff like that. So this is what I did. I started with MailerLite because it was simple. It was easy to use. It was free. Yeah. And then, you know, I got myself to a place where I'm like, okay, I have more than 1,000 subscribers now. And it's like 10 bucks a month. I'm like super affordable. But then you get to a place where you just want more out of your email service provider. You kind of like MailerLite, I found, was that starting base. And then you kind of outgrow it. And like you, I also use ConvertKit now. And I love everything it does, but it does fancy stuff now. And like, I've been using ConvertKit for a few years now. So I get fancy and creative with the automations and the things like this. But I think that also, yes, it was a learning curve. Again, I needed to learn how to use ConvertKit, even though I was familiar with MailerLite and I knew how to do the things. Then when you feel that you've outgrown your email service provider, then you can go to something like ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign, Flowdesk, you know, like depending on what your business needs are.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of it, is that you want to be thinking I like to think a couple of years ahead and kind of mm-hmm. say, okay, if I'm in the next six months to a year, let's say even 18 months to 2 years, will this work for me? And I like to look for things that have different plans. And when you move up in the plans, it gives you more features because I don't need all the bells and whistles when I'm getting started. And I think that's outside of now we've got our website, we've got our email list. What is the next thing? I mean, we're all course creators. So if you guys want to talk like the course hosting stuff, I've got my online course tech guide. We can have that chat another time, but I want to talk about the foundational tech pieces that they're missing in their business. And we talked about, you know, the website, we talked about the email service provider. What's one more thing that gets missed in the tech foundation of businesses, especially in the online space?
I think that something that just came to me, and I think we all have to get good at creating content, love it or hate it. This is what is going to get us out there in the world. It's also good for Google. Google loves us, you know, creating more content, sharing more content. And so what better way than to be able to sit down and schedule our content, right? Yeah. And so, right. So there's some really good tools out there, especially, you know, Instagram. I mean, some of us, Some of us do like sharing on the fly, but some of us want to sit down on a, you know, Monday morning and schedule a week's worth of posts or even a month's worth. And so there's some easy, good tools out there. And some of them you can start on free plans and then upgrade should you want to. But I mean, scheduling tools we have Later and Hootsuite that I believe are very similar, right? That we can schedule our, and I think now they've even, like I use Tailwind because I use it as a scheduler for Pinterest. And I can also use it to schedule Instagram. But I started with Later. And I believe now that Later, also you can share, you can schedule Pinterest, you can schedule Facebook posts, and you can schedule Instagram posts.
Yeah, what I like about Tailwind, and I don't know if Later is doing this anymore, but what I like about Tailwind is I believe that when I was testing that out and they weren't doing all the everything that they were doing before, they primarily cornered the market back then as Pinterest providers, but
yes,
they actually, when they went into Instagram, they were also giving you like hashtag examples,
yes,
letting you know, yes, what hashtags they were recommending, hashtags, and they were they were also saying like, this is more competitive, this is less competitive to get found, because there's so much of an algorithm component to this thing.
Yes, and Tailwind does that. It does that for Instagram. It recommends hashtags, and then it color identifies them, right? But I believe that if you have the paid version of Later also does that, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's so important to really think about, like, if you're not on a platform, if Facebook is your authority island, I call it, you know, your place on the internet where you're the expert. This is your primary. This is your primary social media. You create content for Facebook, and then if you have the bandwidth, if you have the time, then you can sprinkle it to the other places. Facebook doesn't use hashtags, so you don't care about a social scheduler that has hashtags, because Facebook doesn't really use hashtags.
Exactly.
Instagram, or, you know, Twitter even, or even like TikTok. Like, if these are places where hashtags are used and people are used to seeing them, then you might say, oh, okay, well, I really need to understand hashtags, and I know this is going to take a long time, so I'm going to go to Tailwind because Tailwind's going to recommend it for me. And then I don't have to feel like I have to learn about hashtags right now too. And I think that's so important with your tech, is
that
there's stuff that you don't know. And if that platform has a way to help you get started without having to spend the time to learn it right now, because you probably don't have that kind of time, then why not invest in that?
Exactly. And you know, Facebook has its own scheduler.
It does, right?
And so, yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, great. This is awesome. Now I don't need that. I don't need those.
Exactly.
If you're creating in Canva, and I haven't really tested this out, but Canva has some kind of scheduling piece. I know it's in there. I have the pro version of Canva, so I don't know if it does it with the free plan. But again, it's that I invested in the Canva Pro because I wanted to have pictures I wanted the background remover. I wanted to have pictures that weren't the same everywhere. And you're a photographer, so you probably notice when you're like, I've seen that picture about six times in the last
Yes. Yes.
Because they're using free stock photography, right? People are like, oh, right. So I that's why I invested in that, because again, it served a need. It served a purpose that was going to make my life easier.
Yes. And Canva is another one of those tools that you want to get familiar with, because I use it for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And it's also become like, and I think that would have been, if we were going to say, hey, let's talk about X, Y, and Z, or, hey, can you give me two more? I only asked you for one more, but if I had said, hey, give me two more, you would have probably talked about Canva, because that's what comes next after the schedule, is creating the content you want to schedule.
Now, exactly.
Before we wrap up, this is something you're diving into more extensively at your upcoming summit. So I want you to take a couple minutes. And this is a summit I'm going to be speaking at. I'm going to be talking about borrowing other people's audiences and how to sell more with that and bring people back to your website and all this beautiful tech organically. But you're diving in to the tech talk a little bit deeper there. Tell me about the summit. Tell me about what you're talking about.
I'm so excited, Samantha, because I think it's the first of its kind, and it's called the Build Your Beautiful Business Online Summit. And it's going to be a week, 4 days filled with, we're going to help you discover the pieces your plan is missing to build and grow your dream business with simplicity and ease. And simplicity is really the theme word. I decided while I was doing my interviews, I'm like, simple keeps coming back. So let's go with simplicity, right? Yeah. And so it's a 4-day event with 42 speakers, experts, right?
Yeah, quite a lineup.
I know. Revealing their magic and their magic sauce so that you can get from that unstuck place to start building the business you've always dreamt about. How amazing is that, right?
Yeah. No, I love it. And I love that you're talking about, you know, figuring out what's missing in your roadmap. You don't need to throw away the plan. You don't need to start from scratch. You've got stuff going on. Let's figure out what you're missing and figure
exactly
out what the pieces of the bridge are that need to be in place to finish off the roadmap and to make your life easier. Now, what is I think you said you're going to talk about tech a lot, but what are some of the things that you're going to be talking about at the summit tech-wise?
Okay, so I mean, we're covering everything from lead magnets to nurturing your followers once they're on your emails, to designing your websites on a budget, to brand identity, brand style, to social media, content planning, you name it. But then I even went further and I'm like, okay, once we've got all the building blocks, once we've got that all figured out, how do we get sales now? And so I'm so excited because it's such a complete box of everything you need, the skills you need to really perfect that, well, bring your business to fruition and really get it working on autopilot for you.
And I think that's the reason you have such a scope is because we want to help you figure out what's missing. You're going to listen to these people and you're going to go, okay, yes, that is missing. That's what's missing. That's why that's not working. Or you're going to say, oh yeah, okay, I think I can build on this piece with that piece very easily, very simply. And exactly. I think that's why there's such a scope of speakers, but you can pick what it is. You're like, yeah, you know what? My content is the problem. And I need anybody who's talking content. That's what I need. Or my website is the issue. And I want to know about this one over here on a budget, right?
Yes.
I think that's the beauty of these. Now, I am going to give everybody the link to sign up to the summit. Of course, it'll be in the show notes. It'll be in the email that everybody gets because this episode is going out to everybody in the Course Sellers community. But tell us, what are the dates of the summit?
Okay. And you know what, Samantha, I was like, I'm so excited. I was going to cap this at like 30 speakers, but there was too many good topics. I couldn't stop. Yeah. But the summit is October 24th, 20th to the 27th for 4 days.
Yeah.
And you can get it's free to register and it's beautifulbusinesssummit.com. And you're going to link that, of course. And we are going to have a Facebook community where we can like make new connections and you can get some of your questions answered by the amazing speakers. It's going to be so much fun. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Facebook group is actually already going, guys. So when you people are already registering. The Facebook group is already up and running. The speakers have been like networking, connecting with each other for weeks up until this. So there's really a nice hub and community going on. So I want you to make sure you check the show notes or go back to the email that this was sent to you in and click that link or register. Julie, I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Online Courses That Sell.
You're so welcome, Samantha. I'm so happy I could be here with you and bring any help, like serve in any way that I can to help your community with their course creations. I have a course of my own and I absolutely love it. I think everybody should have a course.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always say. And as soon as that outline is done, make sure you're out there, you're marketing it and you're selling it. Come on and join us at Julie's Summit. Stay tuned for the next episode of Online Courses That Sell. Bye, everybody.
This episode of Online Courses That Sell is brought to you by Julie's upcoming summit, the Build Your Beautiful Business Summit. It's happening October 24th through the 27th. You can find the link to grab your free ticket in the show notes, or if you were emailed this episode in real time, go back into that email, click the big green button, and pick up your free pass or consider upgrading to one of the VIP options Julie has put together. Remember, this summit is all about discovering the pieces your plan is missing to build and grow your dream business with simplicity and ease. If you are listening to this episode past October 24th through the 27th, 2022, then the best thing to do is get on my email list. Get on my email list so that you can never, ever miss another amazing summit that I am speaking at or being a part of. Go to heysamanthaking.com and get on the list. I'm Samantha King, and you've been listening to Online Courses That Sell. I can't wait to see you in the next podcast episode.